Wednesday, 9:10:25. This is part 10 of How Faith Works. So we're going to look at sound words today. We've had a lesson this week in sound words, so this is timely. 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. The word sound here means to have sound health, be well in body, or figuratively to be uncorrupt, true in doctrine. So if you're going to be a person that's positive, sound words, saying good things, you're going to be sound in doctrine. Proverbs 18:21, we all know what this says. We don't act like it sometimes in the way we speak. 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So whatever you say, you get the fruit of whatever, whether positive or negative. Sometimes it leads to death or life, depending. Okay, only a fool would sabotage himself. Okay, let's go back to 2 Timothy. (clears throat) 1:7. It's a few verses up from where we were. But for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How do you have a sound mind? Sound speech. Sound words. You speak words of fear, you're not going to have a sound mind. Right here, it's a different word. Sound means discipline or self-control. I put her loose lips sink ships. If we're the gatekeepers of our lips, and all we're doing is giving thanks and praise, the fruit of our lips, giving praise and thanks to God, we're going to be in good condition. Okay? This thought, there are just different places all through the epistles. Titus 1:13. They're talking here in context. Well, let's just start with 10 there. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. So they're not saying the right things. They're not speaking the right words. If you cannot hold on to sound words, then your faith will not work. It's like you're taking one step forward, two steps back. You know, it's that double-minded man that's unstable in all that he does. Sabotages with their words. Sound doctrine has everything to do with speaking right words and sound words. There are words that become sound doctrine, and there are words that do not. This is a discipline. What happened to us this week was it marked me. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15. I'm going, you know, we can get laxy-daisy in this and think our words don't matter, but they absolutely do. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. You can get around people that talk negative and everything, and you have to be careful. You don't let that rub off on you. Hold fast the form of sound words. Corrupt here means to pine or waste, shrivel or wither, to spoil, to ruin, especially by moral influences, to deprave. How do you think the whole earth has been corrupted? It wasn't by sound doctrine. There's two narratives out there, whether people want to believe it or not. Ephesians 4:29, same word corrupt here. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Then it goes on to say, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. That word corrupt there means rotten or worthless. I know, as church people, we all used to get together and it always seemed like it was a trash and bash gathering. Yeah. 2 Timothy, this is chapter 3, says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. This all comes from words, you know what I'm saying? Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. That word corrupt there, it means to spoil entirely, to destroy, or deprave. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Excuse me. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Teach you how to speak right. God said 9 times in Genesis 1, God said. God does not use his words flippantly. He said light being light was. He got the results of what he spoke. He uses his words to accomplish what he wants. He said we were made in his image and likeness to create just like he did. I think sometimes we forget that. Okay, let's keep going. Jude. I'm going to start with verse 3 there. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord, the grace of our God, into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. What does unbelief come from? What you hear? And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a writing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit, wherewith without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, and wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. There's a lot of bad things being said every day that's filling our atmosphere. Why do you think that the enemy nearly took us all out? Yeah, because of speech. It created. It made it the devil more powerful. How are they mockers? Their words are contrary to God and his ways. But our words can change things. We're to use our words to change things. This is Revelation 19. Verse 1, 2, and 3. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with their fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. We've been speaking this overthrow ourselves of the wicked. Unsound words, completely corrupt. David said this. This is Psalms 45, verse 1. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made, touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Reminds me of Brother Hagin's book, Write Your Own Ticket with God. Saying what you desire, saying what you want, not saying what you have. Couple more scriptures, three scriptures. Colossians 3. You're never going to be a person of faith that is able to move mountains if you can't get your words under control. Colossians 3. If you let your emotions and what you're going through cause you to speak words that you shouldn't, it'll short circuit your faith. Right here, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Okay, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. One more, 2 Timothy 2:9. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. We can talk our way out of trouble, or we can talk our way into it. Told you it wasn't. Oh, wait a minute. I got two more scriptures. Did you stop it? Yeah. I had another page. Couple more. James 1, 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Then James 3. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For many things we offend all. How do we offend? Usually by words. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue no man can tame, and is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either of vine figs? So can a fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, and then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. That's going to be it.